BioSquall's hit Intel processors, Robinhood was hacked and 7 million are affected, and the FBI's email server was used to send spoofed emails. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris and this is ThreatWire for November 16, 2021. This is your weekly summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. A big thank you to Justin and Terrence for joining this week on Patreon, patreon.com/threatwire, as always, to keep the show ad-free. And if you want to support the show, but you don't want to get up on Patreon, you can always grab your own ThreatWire merchandise for the holidays at the links down below. And with that, on to the news. Intel just published an advisory discussing a couple of very high severity flaws with a score of 8.2 each that affect their processor line and could lead to malicious actors gaining privilege escalation on target devices. These were found by the SentinelOne Cybersecurity Group, and they do have CVEs. These are listed as CVE-2021-0157 and CVE-2021-0158. Now, to be clear, both of these are high severity, but they would require an attacker to have physical access. The first CVE has to do with insufficient control flow management in the BIOS firmware, and the second one uses improper input validation to work. Now, Intel says the affected processors include ones from their Xeon E, E3, V6, and W families, the Xeon Scalable third generation processors, the 11th, 10th, and 7th generation Intel Core processors, Core X series, Celeron processor N, and the Pentium Silver lines. Now, you can patch by applying BIOS firmware updates available from Intel, assuming that they are available for your motherboard brand. If they don't, or if they don't have one available, an alternative would be to set up a strong firmware BIOS password on your machine, but please don't forget that password. I recommend using a reputable password manager for this one, especially if you rarely have to use or input that password. The FBI email servers were used to send fake emails to at least 100,000 inboxes, according to the International Threat Intelligence Organization SPAMHAUS, who tweeted about the issue on November 13th. These emails told recipients that their networks were breached and data was stolen. Pretty scary stuff. They purported to be warnings about a sophisticated chain attack brought on by an advanced threat actor named in the email as Vinny Troia, who appears to be the name of a dark web intelligence firm head of security research. Now, Vinny believes it to be a specific malicious actor who apparently has a long-standing rivalry with the researcher. Two waves of these emails happened. The first one was at 5 a.m. UTC, and the second one was around 7 a.m. UTC. They look to come from legitimate email addresses at FBI.gov, specifically the FBI's Law Enforcement Enterprise Portal, which is called LEAP, and they came from the FBI's real IP address. Now, LEAP is usually just used to communicate with state and local law enforcement partners. The origin was also verified by DKIM's signature. Now, the FBI opened an investigation, and they believe that they were sent due to a software misconfiguration that temporarily allowed the attacker to send fake emails. Registering on LEAP just required filling out contact information, being sent a one-time passcode for authentication, and this code apparently was leaked to the HTML for the webpage, so the attacker could change the parameters to create their own email and automate the sent emails out to whoever they wanted. So where did the attacker get the recipient email addresses? According to SPAMHAUS, they were scraped from the ARIN database, which is the American Registry for Internet Numbers. The FBI did state that this was fake and it was probably a prank, given their support desks are totally bogged down from concerned users. But prank or not, the FBI is taking it very seriously. They mentioned the actor was not able to access any kind of personally identifiable information or the corporate network. They also stated they remediated the software vulnerability within a day of learning about this incident, and they confirmed integrity of their networks. I love it when y'all send me these adorable, super cute pictures of your pets. So these are a few from my Hush Puppy Patreon Alliance members. You can always support this content and you can keep it ad-free for as little as $2 per month. And you get a slew of perks at the same time. It's a total win-win. Each Alliance member gets over 10 perks as soon as you sign up over at patreon.com/threatwire. And with that, on to the third news story. And a big shout out to Justin over on the Patreon Alliance as well for linking me to this story. About 7 million Robinhood customers had their data stolen and sold on a hacker forum. The platform, which is used for investment trading, confirmed a data breach happened and that it affects 7 million customers, which is about one-third of their user base. That's a lot. The hack occurred on November 3rd and used social engineering against an employee via phone to access support systems. The attacker tried to extort Robinhood, and Robinhood notified law enforcement about the attack and hired Mandiant for incident response. According to reports, the attacker had access to an internal tool that could be used to do things like remove two-factor authentication from a user account, along with make other edits to profiles, including adding trusted devices or blocking specific sessions, and viewing sensitive information about user accounts like trades and balances. According to Robinhood, this tool exists so that authorized employees and only authorized employees can troubleshoot or service those accounts. The data stolen included 5 million email addresses, with another 2 million matching up to full names, and names, date of birth, and zip codes for about 300 users were stolen, with, quote, more extensive details for another 10 included as well. No social security numbers, banking information, or debit card numbers were stolen or exposed. Robinhood notified affected customers, and they told them to be aware of social engineering or phishing attempts that may use the information that was leaked. So if you do use Robinhood, you can check your account security by going to their help center, clicking My Account and Login, and going to Account Security. My birthday is this week, and the best birthday present ever would be some new subscribers over at youtube.com/ShannonMorse. Check out my channel for some holiday videos coming up soon, including my annual hacker gift guide. That's always a big video, and I love doing one every year. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this channel as well. I can't believe it. We just hit 750,000 subscribers, and that's crazy. So thank you so, so much for subscribing to this channel. I can't wait. We are on the way to 1 million. And that's nuts. I never thought that would even be something I could consider. Anyway, I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.